Thank you. It's good to be with you all. So thank you for having me. It's fun to see this meeting house and see all of your faces and connect with all of you as we're kind of going through some transition as friends right now. In this time, it's good to make connections with one another and to find the light within one another as we travel and learn from one another and fellowship together. So thank you for inviting me here, and it's great to be able to continue this tradition of traveling among friends. So thank you. And I also bring greetings from my meeting North Valley Friends Church. So greetings to you all from them. So I'll start off with telling you a little bit about myself and how I got interested in this topic. So I am a lifelong Quaker. I grew up in Newburgh, Oregon, which is kind of one of those Quaker meccas that that are kind of spread out across the country. And so I grew up going to an unprogrammed meeting that was part of Northwest Yearly Meeting, which is kind of unusual, but my parents and some of their friends started an unprogrammed meeting in Newburgh when I was just before I was born. And we went there for about 10 or 12 years. And then we went to a programmed meeting because they had a youth group. So I went over to that group at Newburgh Friends Church in Newburgh as well. And I've always felt like as I came to my faith and my Quakerism on my own terms, I felt like the Quaker way of connecting the Bible and personal experience with community is what feels like the best place for me. And so I found that that was a really important community for me to continue to journey with, and became kind of a convinced friend then as well. And I feel like as I made that journey, some of the things that were really important to me were the history of friends and the traditions that we've had of social justice and of caring for the people around us and the issues of our time that are the most important and most pressing. And so as I grew up, I kind of started to wonder, well, what is the most important justice issue of our time? What should we as friends be working on at this point in history? And so I thought a lot about that and prayed a lot about that and looked at various issues, social justice issues, and there are plenty of them to care about, right? Unfortunately. I spent some time with Christian peacemaker teams. I went on a delegation to Israel and Palestine and learned about the conflict there and the work of Christian peacemaker teams to do reconciliation and accompaniment with, particularly with Palestinians who are not being treated justly in that space. And while they're doing amazing work and it's really important, I felt called to come home and work on those kinds of things here, to not try to fix somebody else's problems over there, but work on the things at home. What are the justice issues that we have here in our place and in our communities? And as I spent more time discerning about this and looking at all of the issues going on, I started to also at the same time become more and more aware of what's going on with our planet and the environmental degradation that's happening and climate change that is occurring, and learning more about that, as well as just noticing the ways that we're treating the land around us and the water and the air. And also seeing that not only as something that has to do with the other species and the land and the other natural resources around us, but that has to do with the people that we're around and the ways that that we treat the environment really reflect the ways that we treat other people. So it really reflects how we treat women, how we treat minority groups, and how we treat the natural world. They all pretty much line up with the way that we use things as a disposable object instead of seeing the humanity or the subjecthood of the individual or the other species around us. So as I started noticing those connections, that intersection between all of those issues, I noticed that if we don't have a healthy environment, it's going to be difficult to work on any of those other social justice issues, right? So that's, for me, the heart of why this is an important topic, that All of these things are connected. We can't really work on our justice issues without also addressing the environmental concerns, creating a safe and healthy place for us to live. And I feel like that is not only just intellectually important, like, okay, this makes rational sense, but it's a sense of calling, too, from my faith as a Christian and as a Quaker. And so today I want to share with you a little bit about how I see those two things connected, the environmental concerns, the justice concerns, and the pieces of Quaker and Christian tradition that I think flow together and bring those all together. So for some of you, maybe you come from a Quaker tradition that doesn't focus on the Bible and Christ as much, and I hope that you will hear this as an encouragement that there are actually Christians that care about the environment and that there are positive things in the Bible about creation care and caring for this place that God has put us in. And so so I hope you will hear it as something that will encourage you to take a look at those scriptural passages if that's something that you're drawn to, but also just to know there are people that that are Christians and that are working on these things, and that there it's not mutually exclusive. You can find these things within the Christian tradition and within the Christian scriptures. And for those of you who maybe are interested in the environment and are Christians, but you haven't necessarily thought of them together as part of your faith journey, hopefully this will encourage you to look into that a little bit more deeply as well. How do these things fit together? They're not just I do my environmental stuff over here and I do my faith stuff over here, but how do they fit together as I'm doing this care for the planet out of a sense of this is a calling from God to care for this place that I've been placed in? So that's kind of my hope for today, is that we can look at this together as an opportunity to see how we are called in this particular time, in this particular place, to care for the creation which God has placed us in.